第十八章,
verse 2.
第十八节,
and he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great.
他大声喊着说, 巴比伦大圣, 倾倒了, 倾倒了。
And let's turn to verse 11.
请我们再看第十一章,
of the same chapter.
同一章的第十一节。
And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore.
地上的客商也都为他哭泣, 悲哀, 因为没有人再买他们的货物了。
Cargoes of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and every kind of citron wood and every article of ivory and every article made from very costly wood and bronze and iron and marble.
金银宝石珍珠细麻布紫色料绸子朱红色料 各样香木,各样象牙的器皿,各样极宝贵的木头,和铜、铁、汉白玉的器皿。
And verse 13, and cinnamon, and spice, and incense, and perfume, and fragrances, and wine, and olive oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and cattle, and sheep, and cargoes of horses, and chariots, and slaves, and human lives.
第三节,定玉桂,豆蔻,香料,香膏,乳香,酒,油,细面,麦子,牛,羊,车,马,和萝卜,人口。
These are the verses for the moment.
我们暂时读到这里。 我们继续读。
Dear, we thank you so much you did speak to us today.
亲爱的主,我们多谢你,你真的向我们说话。
Now we pray that you continue to speak to us.
我们在这里,求你继续跟我们说话。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们祷告靠主你的名。
Amen. We have just read chapter 18 of Revelation.
我们刚刚读过启示录第十八章。
We know that we reach chapter 17 or chapter 11, chapter 18. Revelation almost comes to the very end.
我们知道,如果我们看启示录第十七章和第十八章的时候,已经差不多去到启示录的最尾的时候。
Now, if you check with the time when this event happened,
如果大家去对比一下这些事情的发生的话,
Now, you remember in Revelation, you have seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven
咁我哋睇到喺启示录里边，我哋有七个印，七个嘅号，同埋咧七个碗。
And these actually are the series event described by John.
咁喺呢一度其实系一连串嘅事情，约翰咧喺嗰度嚟记载。
From the time of ascension of our Lord.
从咧主咧佢嚟到地上边嘅时候。
All the way to the coming back of our Lord.
当主升上天,直至到主再一次来到的时候,
So you find a timetable.
我们就看到一个时间表。
A series of events will happen from ascension of the Lord all the way to the coming back of God.
我们就看到这个时间表就是从主升天直至主来到。
So you see that all the events will happen according to that order.
我们就看到所有的事情都是根据这个次序。
Then following the first seal, you have a second, and then you have third, and so on.
就是看到第一个印,第二个印,跟着一个印。
Now, when you come to the seventh seal,
当我们去到第七个印的时候,
and then you discover actually more events in that seal.
咁我哋就发觉喺第七个印嘅时候咧，有好多嘅事情咧都系发生喺嗰一个第七个印嘅。
So we are told that there will be seven trumpets.
咁咧我哋就被提醒到话，跟住咧就有七个号。
So actually this is the beginning of tribulation. Now, first four trumpets speaks of tribulation.
頭四個號就是講到災難。
Then the last three trumpets speaks of great tribulation.
跟住嗰三個號就講到大災難。
Now roughly the first four trumpets 3 years and a half.
頭嗰四個號就講到頭嗰三年半。
And then last three trumpets last another 3 years and a half.
咁而後面嗰三個號就係講到咧，後嚟嘅三年半。
Because in the last three trumpets, John told us, John used the description, woe, woe, woe.
喺嗰度咧，約翰咧佢用咗一個嘅形容詞，就係咧，禍災，禍災，禍災。
So each woe corresponds to the event that connected to the fifth, sixth, seventh trumpets. So not just tribulation, actually
war.
So that's great tribulation. Of course, the great tribulation will reach the peak while you are in the seventh trumpet.
咁咧，去到第七個號嘅時候咧，我哋就睇到呢個大災難咧，去到一個高峰嘅時候。
Then to our surprise, not in that last trumpet.
咁係對我哋嚟講咧，睇到最後嗰個號嘅時候。
Then you find seven events.
咁咧，我哋就睇到咧，又有七個嘅事情。
You have the first vial, second vial, third vial, and you have the seventh vial.
咁喺嗰度咧，又有一個碗、兩個碗、三個碗。
So then when we come to the seventh vial,
咁咧，我哋去到最後嘅第七個碗。
Now there will be a global earthquake.
咁咧，嗰度有一個大嘅震盪。
It's not the local one.
唔係咧，地區性嘅。
All the great metropolitan city in this planet will be shaken.
咁所有喺呢個地球嘅裏面嘅大都會咧，都會咧被震盪。
City of Jerusalem will be broken into three pieces.
咁耶路撒冷大呢個城咧會一分為三。
And then you remember the hill of Judea. Now because of the earthquake, it become a valley.
咁咧我哋睇到咧呢個猶大嘅山咧會變成因為呢個地震嘅話咧成為咗一個嘅山谷。
Now you know Jerusalem is surrounded by many hills.
我哋知道咧，耶路撒冷咧係被眾山嚟圍繞嘅。
And some of the hills will be translated just into the sea. That means Great Sea or Mediterranean Sea.
咁咧有一啲嘅山咧係被移到海嗰度，咁咧可能係呢個地中海或者咧係死海。
Now today, if you visit Mount Moriah,
Moriah山，如果我哋咧去探訪一個山叫摩利亞山。
Now you know the Mount Moriah actually is Temple Mount today.
咁咧我哋就睇到咧呢個就係嗰個嘅聖殿山喺。
So today there are two mosques there.
咁喺嗰度咧有兩個嘅回教嘅寺喺上邊。But
before the Lord returns,
但係咧當主嚟之前
the third temple will be built.
咁咧第三個廟咧係會喺上邊咧嚟建造嘅。
So when that happened, then you don't won't find any mosque anymore on that temple map.
咁咧，若嗰個事情咧發生嘅時候咧，你就再唔咧揾到嗰一啲嘅回教寺喺上面啦。
And because that temple is very important, because Messiah all of a sudden will enter into the temple.
因為咧呢一個嘅聖殿咧係好重要，因為咧尼賽亞咧要突然間咧嚟到呢一個聖殿。
So we believe the temple of God will be reconstructed, will be rebuilt.
咁啊，所以我哋相信呢一個嘅聖殿咧係會重建嘅。
But then, because of this last global earthquake.
咁因為整個世界全球性嘅一個地震。
Somehow the mountain, the temple mount will be pushed up.
咁咧呢一個嘅聖殿山咧會被高舉起來。
So then this temple mount will become the highest mountain in that area.
咁咧，而呢一個嘅聖殿山咧，就會成為咧嗰一個地區嘅最高嘅一個山。
Now today, if you visit Israel or if it's Jerusalem, you find the Temple Mount is not high as mountain. No.
咁如果現在你去耶路撒冷嗰度睇一下嘅話咧，你就發覺聖殿山咧唔係喺嗰一區咧最高嘅一個山。
So you see, because of this last earthquake, global earthquake.
原因呢就是因為到最後呢一個整個世界的地震。
And you see there will be a great change on this planet.
我們就看到呢在這個地球那裡有一個很大 的改變。
One of the reasons why we have a global earthquake.
一個原因點解會有一個整個地球性嘅一個地震
？It is because the feet of our Lord Jesus will be upon Mount Olives。
因為咧，主嘅腳係站喺嗰個嘅橄欖山嘅上。
And because his feet was stepping on the Mount Olives。
因為主嘅腳站喺呢個橄欖山嘅上面。
Now Mount Olives cannot stand that power。
呢個橄欖山咧。橄欖山唔能夠承受呢一個咁樣嘅
壓力。And because of that, split into half two halves.
咁咧就一分為二。
One moving north, the other part moving south.
一個向北移，一個咧一邊咧就向南移。
Then a valley will be created.
咁而一個嘅山谷咧就喺嗰度咧係成
from the east 成咗一個山谷。The direction of east and west.
從東到西。
Now, because at that time, you see, the whole world will be against Israel.
因為嗰陣時，整個世界都喺嗰度咧，同以色列係對抗。
So then, in the midst of the last world war, Armageddon.
咁咧喺嗰度就係正係咧最後嘅一個世界大戰。
So when you discover the multinational army invade Jerusalem.
咁而喺嗰度咧，呢個聯好多國家聯合埋一齊嘅大軍咧，要進攻猶大。
So it will be a hopeless case for the people of Israel in Jerusalem to escape. Impossible.
咁喺嗰度咧，猶大嘅居民想逃走咧，係完全咧係冇機會，冇可能。
So they never expect the deliverance will come from some other direction which they never think of and dream of.
咁咧喺嗰度，佢哋發夢咧都諗唔到咧，有一個嘅拯救咧，係從其他嘅嗰度嘅方向咧，會臨到佢哋。
Jewish people, they are always occupied with this earth。
猶太人咧，佢哋經常所想到嘅咧，都係咧諗到咧地上面嘅事情。
Their blessing always earthly blessing。
佢哋所祝福嘅咧，都係為住地上面咧得著嘅祝福。
So now you discover Jewish people, they really build an empire。
所以我哋睇到咧，以色列猶太人咧，佢喺呢一度咧。
Now,
in that
empire, you find Coca-Cola.
喺嗰度咧，我哋睇到可樂
，Hollywood, and many other things.
仲有好多其他嘢。
But anyway, you know that's already an empire. But this empire means that these earthly blessings belong to them.
但係呢一啲咁樣嘅帝國，我哋就睇到咧，地上面嘅祝福咧，都好似咧屬於佢哋啦。
So you have to be very careful to have your business with a Jew.
咁所以大家咧，如果同猶太人做生意咧，要小心啲。
God bless him, so
because the
money in your pocket will go to
him. 你袋裏面錢都會走咗去佢哋嘅袋嗰度。
Because the Lord promised them the earthly blessing.
因為神咧應許咗佢哋咧得到地上面嗰個嘅祝福。
But the Lord promised you and me to have the heavenly blessing.
但係神咧亦都祝福你同埋我咧得到天上面嘅祝福。
You see, sometimes when idol vanish, then we come to the presence of the Lord.
咁咧，當呢
idol， 我们偶像，
嗰啲偶像
溶解了，我们才来到神的面前。
嗰啲偶像溶解了，我们就来到神的面前。
Sometimes God has used SARS, war, many other things。
有阵时神咧会用 SARS 啦，或者咧用非典型肺炎啦，或者咧其他嘅战争等等。
The people who used to live in Hong Kong always self-sufficient。
因为咧喺香港住嘅人咧都好懂得咧，乜嘢都係足夠嘅。
They never dreamed that one day Hong Kong will be a Hong Kong like today。
每一個人咧會諗到今日香港咧會好似今日嘅香港咁樣。
But remember, sometimes God really shake our environment。
但係唔好忘記，神咧係要震盪我哋嗰個嘅環境。
When our idols vanish。
當我哋嗰啲啲嘅偶像去融化。
You know, anything can become our idol。
任何嘅嘢咧都可以成為我哋嘅偶像嘅
，especially when we are most successful。
特別係我哋成功嘅時候。
Remember, the world wants to offer you everything, everything if you yield to this world.
若果呢我們呢願意呢向這個世界呢是投降的話呢，這個世界呢可以呢給我們任何東
西。 So anyway, you see, only sometimes when the world, the idols vanish, then we come back to the Lord.
所以呢任何的時間這些偶像呢融化的時候，我們就去到主的面前。
So remember, it is true. Now, that's why, you know, they never expect a deliverance from another dimension.
咁所以呢一班嘅猶太人呢，佢哋唔會想得到呢有一個拯救呢從另一個嘅角度嚟到。
The Jews will discover something very, they need something, yet they can never buy that thing.
原來呢猶太人突然間發覺呢佢哋需要一啲嘅嘢，但係呢佢哋唔能夠呢用錢去買呢。
They may be buying some portion of this world.
或者呢他們可以呢去買這個世界的某一個的部分。
But sometimes the most important thing they just cannot buy with their money.
但是他們發覺呢有一些東西是他們不能夠用錢來買。
So when they reach to the very end of our natural resource.
那當他們去到我們一切自然的資源呢都沒有曬的時候。
The feet of our Lord Jesus was upon Mount of Olives.
主的腳呢就在這個橄欖山上面呢踩下來。
And because the valley that will be created. And then you discover people in Jerusalem, they really run for their life to that valley. All the way toward the direction of Jordan. Today's Petra.
就是今日的Petra.
Petra, now that's a very important city in Jordan.
这个Petra 这个地方是约旦一个非常重要的城市。
Brothers and sisters, now remember the last global earthquake.
咁所以弟兄姊妹，我哋要睇到咧最后一个整个嘅世界嘅一个嘅大嘅地震。
Now one of the reasons you have that is because the feet of our Lord Jesus was upon the Mount of Olives.
其中一个原因就系因为主嘅脚踩喺呢个橄榄山上边。
And the second coming of our Lord will cause the shaking of the earth.
咁而主嘅第二次嚟到系要整个嘅地都要大震动。
Now especially in the city of Jerusalem.
特别系喺耶路撒冷城。
So now we remember when you come to that point, it means the seven fires or seven bowls.
咁咧，所以去到嗰一個時刻就係咧，第七個嘅碗。
And now you not only have a global war, you also have the global earthquake.
咁所以喺嗰度唔單止有一個嘅世界大戰，仲有一個整個世界嘅地震。
Now remember, in the ancient time, if you have a famine or if you have a pestilence, always local.
咁所以大家留意呢，古代嘅時候呢，如果係有一個嘅饑荒災害嘅時候呢，咁就係一個局限咗一個地方。
You remember in 1918?
我哋記得喺1918年。
Now there was a new virus discovered at that time.
喺嗰度呢發生咗一個發現咗一啲新嘅病毒。
That was a complete new virus.
完全新嘅病毒。
Complete new,
全新的。
And it means that no one in this world had a resistance.
所以呢，在这个世界呢，没人呢，是可以抵抗这个病毒。
And unfortunately, that virus was transmitted through air.
而更加不幸的呢，就是这个病毒呢，是从空气传染。
So, remember,
in 1918,
mankind was facing the verge of being completely wiped out, annihilated from this planet.
咁啊，人類面對咗一個嘅危機，就係咧會整個人類咧會被
Because no one has a resistance.
因為咧冇人咧可以抵抗呢個病毒。
So finally, between 20 million and 100 million of population died because of that.
大概有20万到100万嘅人咧，
2000万
嘅人咧系，到100万嘅人咧系被。
That happened. Don't forget that happened in this planet.
大家唔好忘记喺呢一个嘅地球咧系发生。
Now that pattern is global.
而呢一个嘅系一个全球性嘅。
It is called Spanish virus. That one.
呢一个系叫西班牙嘅病毒。
But now everywhere in this world they die.
在这个 世界周围都有人死亡。
But at that time, remember, at that time, I think the communication still not that, not as advanced as the today.
咁咧，我相信当时嗰个嘅交通咧系冇而家咁先进。
Now today, the whole planet is being reduced to a village called global village.
咁咧，而呢一个整个嘅地球。
So some people, they travel from Hong Kong to London, then Germany, finally back to Hong Kong.
咁有人喺香港嚟到倫敦，然後去到德國，然後再翻香港。
You see, then you will discover the virus can transmit very quickly.
所以你會發覺呢病毒咧可以傳播得好快。
Now this time, SARS actually again new virus.
咁而呢一個非典型肺炎亦都係一個新嘅病毒。
Now normally this kind of virus it happens to human being.
咁通常呢一啲病毒咧都係喺人。嘅身上面發
嘅發燒。It is only a flu, that's all. We used to have that.
而呢一個咧，只不過係一個傷風。
But unfortunately, this time is somehow we got something from animal.
但係咧，好不幸，今次咧就係咧，我哋喺一啲動物嗰度咧嚟得到呢個病毒。
Now, coronavirus dwelling on human being and also coronavirus dwelling on animal.
咁 病毒咧就係喺人嗰度。
冠狀病毒。
冠狀病毒咧喺人嗰度有，亦都咧係喺動物嗰度。
Now when these two viruses coming together，
當呢兩種病毒咧走埋一齊嘅時候
，and because some kind of mutation，
突變，係一種嘅蜕變。
So now you produce a new virus，
咁咧就出現咗一種新嘅病毒。
Again， today you don't find any resistance。
咁同樣我哋都發覺咧係冇一個可以
no resistance at all。
冇一個人可以抵抗到佢。
But fortunately，
但係幸運地。
Now today's virus is not being transmitted by air through air。
呢一種嘅病毒咧，唔係從空氣嚟傳染。
Now it is only transmitted by contacting very close contact through liquid drop。
咁咧，原來呢一種病毒咧傳染咧就係一個接觸傳染啦，或者係用一啲水嘅水蒸氣等等嘅嚟傳染。
其實，if you take airplane，
咁如果你搭飛機嘅話
，you dare not to sneeze or cough，
你唔好咳，唔好打一次。
Because immediately people are very suspicious, you know.
咁人咧就會好懷疑你啊。
So now you see, fortunately this time not transmitted by air。
好彩。今次咧就唔係咧一個空氣嘅傳染。
So it is really transmitted by air。
若果真係從空氣傳染嘅話
，Now brothers, we will facing another that's really tribulation。
咁咧，如果係咁樣嘅話，我哋真係要面對住一個嘅大災難，一個嘅災難。
Remember, brothers, sisters。
弟兄姊妹，我哋
記得。Today we are between the fourth seal and the fifth seal。
我哋要記得，我哋係喺
第四印跟第五印，
第四同埋第五印嘅中間。
Now when we come to the fourth seal，
我哋去到第四印嘅。
You remember that fourth horse actually， we were told that the name of the horse is death。
我哋睇到，
的名字，它的名字就是死。
嘅名字叫做死。
So then we were told that one fourth of population， world population will be gone。
因為睇到咧，四分之一嘅人口咧就會冇咗啦。
Because of war，
係因為戰爭。
Because of pestilence，
因為其他嘅。
Because of famine， no pestilence， 瘟疫。And because of war，
因為戰爭。
And because of all these things， now you put together，
因為將其他嘢都擠埋一齊嘅時候。
Now remember， today we almost in， we almost at full seal。
咁我哋就測喺第四個印嗰度。
Because we today you have a war。
因為我哋今日我哋睇到。
Today you have a terrorism。
我哋有個嘅恐怖分子。
And now you see on day of September 11, now 3,000 people they just gone like that。
喺9/11嘅時候咧，3,000人就係咁樣咧而死亡。
Today you have AIDS。
仲有咧呢個艾滋病。
Now what do we know about AIDS is only an iceberg。
這個的艾滋病呢，我們看下去呢，其實好像一個冰山一角這樣。
So only, so you don't, the only thing you don't know, actually, you don't know how terrible is such a disease being transmitted now.
但是我們 唔知道咧呢一个嘅病咧系几咁恐怖嘅去传开。
And also cancer。
仲有咧就系癌症。
Now according to medical research，
根据一啲嘅医学嘅研究
，everyone out of four will get cancer。
佢哋咧，啲醫學研究咧話，四個人之中咧有一個咧就會得到癌症。
Actually, most recent research actually upgrade that number. Instead of every one out of four, now every one out of three of the you will get cancer, something like that.
咁而呢個研究咧，再一次嘅去修改一下咧，就話三個人之中咧有一個會有癌症。
So, if you put all things together,
如果我哋將啲嘢全部加埋一齊嘅時候。
Now, if today we have a new virus, how do you know 5 years from now?
咁咧，我哋喺五年之前，我哋点知道今日咧，我哋要面对住一个咁样嘅新嘅
？Now today something from mainland China, how do you know 10 years ago, 10 years later, it was from another corner of this world?
咁咧喺呢个中国大陆咧，喺十年之前咧，点知道会出现一个咁样嘅
？So remember the great tribulation is yet to come.
咁所以弟兄姊妹，我哋要睇见呢个大灾难咧，系会嚟到嘅，
还没有来到，
系仲未嚟到。
Now, however, even today, between fourth year and the fifth year, we were told that one out of four of people will be just gone like this.
咁喺呢个第四个印嗰度，我哋就睇到四分之一嘅人咧，系因为咁样嚟。
Bible don't call that great tribulation. Don't call that tribulation.
喺嗰度咧，圣经。唔叫佢做大灾难，
唔叫灾难，
唔叫做灾难。
The difference between tribulation and great tribulation，
因为咧喺嗰度灾难同大灾难咧系有分
别。Now first four tempest tribulation，
第头四个嘅号咧系叫做灾难。
Then the last four three tempest that's great tribulation，
后嗰三个嘅号咧叫做大灾难。
So you see they are different here， but today even before tribulation。Not yet.
所以嗰陣時先至係嗰個災難，而家咧仲未係，仲未嚟到。
Brother and sister, we already smell something, we already feel something.
但係弟兄姊妹，我哋已經聞到一啲，我哋咧已經感覺到。
After September
喺九一一之後。
And then you see that the whole world has been shaken.
我哋就睇到整個嘅世界咧被震動。
Because of new terrorism.
因為咧呢一個新嘅恐怖嘅方法。
So we discover united to claim the bankruptcy.
咁所以
宣布破产，
宣布破产啦。
And then you discover even American Airlines also will follow。
咁啊，而美国嘅航空公司咧，亦都跟住系咁样。
And Air Canada is doing the same thing。
加拿大航空公司咧，亦都系咁样。
Now because of SARS, Cathay Pacific is following。
咁因為非典型肺炎而各大航空公司咧都出現咧，有可能會跟住係咁樣
嘅情況。Now we come to the time everything is global。
咁咧，我哋睇到呢一個咧，任何嘅嘢咧都係整個嘅全球性嘅。
And then in the second when we read the second seal, you know it actually is global war。
咁咧，当喺第二个印嘅时候咧，我哋就睇到咧系呢个全球嘅战争。
And then when you come to the third horse, actually is a global famine。
咁喺第三个只马嘅时候咧，我哋就睇到嗰个嘅全球嗰个。
So there will be a global economic crisis。
我哋睇到咧呢个全球嘅经济嘅危机。
Not only just happened to Japan, nor just happened to South Korea. One day it will come to visit every corner of this planet。
唔系净系日本，唔系净系南韩，而系咧世界每一个角落。
So brothers and sisters, we know that we are going that direction。
等知道我哋知道咧，系向住呢个方向嘅。
So today we haven't reached the seventh seal yet。
我哋都仲未去到第七个人。
But when we reach the seventh seal，
当我哋去到第七人嘅时候
，and then when then in the seventh seals we will discover seven， we will find seven trumpets。
咁啊，去到第七人嘅时候，我哋就睇到咧有七个嘅号啊。
And then when we come to the peak of great tribulation。
我哋去到呢个大灾难嘅高潮嘅时候
，that means last trumpet，
就系最后嘅一个号。
And then discover from heaven there will be the wrath of God being poured out from heaven on this planet。
咁咧，神嗰去到最後嘅時候咧，神嗰個嘅憤怒咧就會傾倒落嚟呢個地上。
So finally, when we come to the seventh mile, that is global, is global earthquake.
咁咧，所以喺呢個第七個碗嘅時
候，第七碗。
第七碗嘅時候咧，就係整個嘅宇宙個整個地球嘅嗰個地震。
Then the sixth mile.
第六個嘅碗。
It will be the global war.
就是那個世界的大戰。
Do you see that, brother sisters?
大家等一會看不看到呢?
Now, let me borrow a Chinese phrase. I don't know how to translate it, but I think, you know, Chinese you have a phrase called 天災人禍, you see?
中文有一句話就是天災人禍。
Now, the global war is 人禍。
這個地整個全球性的就是一個
And then you discover the global earthquake. Now, the global earthquake is 天灾。
咁而全球嘅地震就系一个天灾。
So when we talk about 天灾人祸 when it will come to the peak?
当呢个天灾人祸去到最高峰嘅时候。
Now, when we arrive at 6 mile and 7 mile.
咁我哋就去到第六個碗同埋第七個碗。
So now when we come to the seventh bowl，
咁我哋當我哋去到第七碗嘅時候
，then you heard a voice crying out。
咁我哋就聽到有聲音喺嗰度咧嚟叫出嚟。
Fallen is Babylon the Great。
就係話到巴比倫要傾倒。
So by that time Babylon will be fallen。
在那時候巴比倫就傾倒了。
Now it's not London Bridge falling down. Then you find that it's Babylon, city of Babylon is falling down.
那裡不是倫敦橋倒，而是巴比倫要倒。
Now my brother and sister, now what is Babylon
here? 那這裡巴比倫是指什麼呢？
Why Bible talk about Babylon here?
為什麼要在這裡講到巴比倫呢？
Now we know that Babylon has gone into history.
当我们看巴比伦的时候，我们以为巴比伦已经成为历史了。
Now we knew that there was a Babylonian Empire.
我们知道曾经有过巴比伦帝国。
600 years before Christ, we did have that.
是主前600年之前是有的。
And you know that even people of Israel were captured into Babylon.
以色列人咧都被巴比伦咧嚟掳去。
So now you see the confrontation between Israel and Babylon even 600 years before Christ.
所以喺主前嘅六百年咧，我哋都已经睇到咧巴比伦咧同主嘅神嘅子民咧喺嗰度咧有嗰个对抗。
There 539 before Christ.
喺主前嘅539年。
And you know Babylon that.The Empire of Babylon was destroyed by Persian Empire.
我们就知道巴比伦帝国是被波斯帝国所毁灭了。
So then from that time on, this Babylonian power went to history.
咁而喺嗰一個時間咧，巴比倫帝國咧就成為咗歷史啦。
So you either you read it from the Bible or you read it from history book. That's all. That was gone.
咁如果你從聖經嚟睇，或者咧你睇一啲嘅歷史咧，你都發覺咧呢個巴比倫咧係已經唔再存在。
But then you discover we were told that fallen is Babylon the Great.
咁但係當我哋睇少呢度，我哋睇到咧就係話巴比倫大城傾倒了。
Now from chapter 17 and chapter 18, you find the influence of Babylon is global one.
而喺第十七章同埋第十八章，我哋睇到巴比倫對呢個全球嗰個嘅影響係。
Chapter 17 is a religious Babylon.
十七章是讲到这个宗教的巴比伦。
Chapter 18 is political Babylon.
十八章是讲到这个政治的巴比伦。
Now you see that one day, the whole world, the religion will become one.
我们看到有一天这个的宗教是成为一个。
Because Babylon is the mother of all religions.
而巴比伦就是这个所有的宗教的母亲。
Now all the religions we know came from Babylon.
我们知道呢所有的宗教其实都是从巴比伦。
And one day they will go back to Babylon.
有一天他就要回到巴比伦。
Now, brothers and sisters, today we already see that happening.
我们已经看到一个已经渐渐的发生了。
Now, we know that we were told that now a clone baby was born in the state and one also was born in Japan.
有一些的複製人已經在美國和日本那裡製造出來。
One was from Netherlands,
for example. 荷蘭。
Now even today we don't know whether these are true.
就算現在我們都不知道是真的或是假,
but then who was involved in this cloning business?
跟這個是跟這個這樣的複製人有關係呢?
Now you know one sect actually which belongs to New Age movement is involved in that.
就原來我們看到這個新紀元運動是跟這個是有關係的.
Now what is New Age movement?
新紀元運動是什麼呢?
This is part of Babylon.
而巴比倫這一部分而巴比倫這個宗教從巴比倫以來聖經已經提到
You know Babylon in the Bible always imitation of Jerusalem
而巴比倫在這裏經常都是反映著耶路撒冷
是的,模仿著 So you see, that's why you have a tale of two cities in the Bible.
所以在這裏我們就看到好像一個雙城記一樣
Jerusalem versus Babylon.
耶路撒冷和巴比倫是對比。
Now what is Jerusalem?
什麼是耶路撒冷呢?
Now Jerusalem is built with stones.
耶路撒冷是石頭而建造的。
And these stones were created by God.
而是神所創造的。
But if you visit Babylon,
如果你去到巴比倫,
now in that area you don't find any mountains, no.
你去到那裡找不到一個山,
so you don't get any stone there.
所以你在那裡找不到一個山,
so how are you going to build Babylon?
那你怎樣來興建這個巴比倫呢?
You have to make bricks.
你要在那裡做。
Now what are the bricks?
磚是什麼?
Now bricks are just counterfeit of, just imitation of
stone.
So do you see that when God is doing something,
我們看不看到呢?當神在做一件事的時候,
the world religion tries to imitate what God is doing.
而這個地上的宗教就在模仿神所做的.
Now you discover it looks like the stone.
我們發覺它看起來好像一個石頭,
but it's only for the brick.
但是只不過是一塊磚,
so remember this is very important principle.
所以我們要記得這個很重要的原則.
You find the confrontation between the city of Jerusalem and the city of Babylon.
所以我們在這裏看到一個耶路撒冷和巴比倫的對抗.
Now in the gospel we have the offer the eternal life.
在福音書裏面我們被
And we, after we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we will have eternal life.
當我們接受耶穌基督的時候,我們就得到這個永生了。
But now, today, New Age movement, they all want to do exactly the same.
而新紀元運動也是想這樣去做。
They also try to offer people the eternal life.
他在那裡都是說,給人有永生。
So their idea is try to clone people.
所以他們的想法就是複製人。
They expect one day, now the technique will be so advanced.
有一天那個方法可以先進到一個地步。
And then, at that time, before man is dying, before man die,
去到一個地步就是在人死之前。
So you try to do the cloning from him.
你在一個人那裡去複製他。
At the same time, you try to download all his memory into the new being.
然後將這個人的記憶去將它下載下載了去這個新造的人。
So, by this way, think about by this way, you will receive eternal life.
這樣的方法你就可以得到一個
You will never die.
因為你永遠都會死。
So that's why you don't need the gospel.
所以你就不需要這個福音了。
That's Babylon.
這個就是巴比倫。
You see that?
大家看不看到?
This is always the confrontation between Babylon and between Jerusalem.
我們看到這個巴比倫和耶路撒冷經常都是在那裡對抗的。
So remember, in chapter 17, you have religious Babylon.
到第十七章就是一個宗教的巴比倫。
The influence will be a global one.
那個影響是一個全球性的。
But in chapter 18,
去到第十八章的時候,
you are political Babylon.
那裡有一個政治性的巴比倫。
Now where is political Babylon?
政治性的巴比倫是什麼?
And more than that,
比這個更多。
We were told Babylon, the great is fallen.
那我們看到這個巴比倫, 巴比伦大城系倾倒啦。
So if you read on, you discover here we find one of the great city, metropolitan city in the world.
咁原来咧，当我哋读过去嘅时候，我哋就发觉呢一个咧系一个诶世界上面一个大都会。
And city of Babylon will be a very important economic center like New York or London.
咁咧，巴比伦。这个的巴比伦就好像是一个现在的纽约和伦敦一样是一个经济的大都会。
According to the Bible here,
根据圣经这里所说的。
In the territory of Iraq today,
在伊拉克这个地区。
And you discover there will be a city called Babylon. That city is not Baghdad, that city is Babylon.
咁你就会发觉一个城市叫做巴比伦，唔系巴格达。
And by that time,
系喺嗰阵时。
Now you discover this is a big, great economic city.
咁咧，我就发觉嗰一个咧系一个好大嘅经济嘅一个城市。
So if you read verse 11, verse 12, and verse 15.
咁如果你大家睇第十一节、第十二节同埋第十三节嘅。
Now here we were told. Now how many here you will discover so many things in Babylon.
咁我哋喺嗰度就睇到有好多好多嘅嘢喺巴比伦嘅里边。
Now as if you receive a fact from Babylon.
咁你喺嗰度咧，好似接收到一啲嘅。
The cargoes of gold and silver and precious stones.
咁喺嗰度就话这货物就系金银宝石。
And pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet.
珍珠细麻布紫色料绸同埋绸。
And every kind of citron wood and every article of ivory and every article made from very costly wood and bronze and iron and marble.
各样嘅木香木，各样象牙嘅器皿，各样嘅极宝贵嘅木头同埋。
And cinnamon and spice and incense and perfume and frankincense and wine and olive oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and cargoes of horses and chariot and slaves.
肉桂、豆蔻、香料、香膏、乳香、酒油、细面、麦子、牛羊马、车马和奴仆人口。
Now most important, finally, and human lives.
更加重要嘅，我哋喺呢度我哋睇到有人口。
So that's something to do with cloning.
咁咧喺嗰度咧有一个嘅
跟复制人有关系。
复制人咧有关系。
So if you study this list,
当我哋咧去睇一个咁长嘅
名单嘅时候 you can be sure.
咁我哋就可以好肯定。
Now one day in the territory of Iraq today.
咁有一日喺呢个伊拉克呢一带嘅地方
，There will be a great city。
咁有一个嘅大城
，And this city will become financial city, will become financial capital of the world。
咁呢一个嘅城咧会成为呢个地球嘅经济嘅
It will be New York in that area in the Middle East。
咁咧就好似纽约喺呢个中东嘅地方。
Now when this will happen？
呢一个几时会发生
？When this city will be founded？
咁呢一個嘅大城會幾時會傾倒咧
？According to Revelation，
根據啟示錄
，It will happen roughly the last mile or when God pour out the last man。
咁咧就係當差唔多係喺最後嗰個碗就係咧主將嗰個嘅憤怒咧傾倒落嚟嘅時候。
So now you can understand, not only you will find religious Babylon by that time。
咁所以喺呢一度，我哋睇到唔單止係宗教嘅巴比
倫，
仲有政治嘅巴比倫，
仲
有巴比倫呢個城。
So if you put together，
將佢加埋一齊嘅時候
，we will call this Babylon at the end time。
咁咧，我哋就可以睇到呢個
在末日在末世嘅巴比
倫，終世嘅巴比倫。
The Babylon at the end time is a very complicated Babylon。
咁因為喺末世巴比倫係一個好複雜嘅一個巴比倫。
You have economic compartment, you have political compartment。
咁喺嗰度有經濟嘅一部分，同埋咧政治一部分。
You also have a civil compartment。
咁又有普通國民嘅一部分。
So, brothers and sisters, now you see if this
如果呢一个咁样嘅预言咧系要应验嘅话
，so that means at the very end you do according to the Bible. I'm pretty sure that that's very sure, more than sure, because that's what the Bible says. There will be a Babylon.
我系好肯定，亦都系十分之肯定，因为咧圣经呢度讲咧最喺末后嘅时候咧就有一个咁嘅
答案。But you can be sure this can never be, because this can never be the Babylon in history. That's already gone.
因為但是呢、這個我們很肯定不是呢、這個歷史上面的巴比倫，因為已經沒有了。
But even that tree has been chopped off through 539 years before Christ.
那在主前的539年這棵樹已經被砍斷了下來。
But now brothers and sisters, now according to Revelation,
但根據啟示錄,
at the end time before the Lord returns,
在末後當主來之前,
and you will see the influence of Babylon is still there.
但我們看到巴比倫對這個世界影響仍然在那裡。
If it is only religious Babylon, we say it's alright.
如果我們看到只是宗教的巴比倫，我們說都好。
But then why the political Babylon? Why the civil Babylon still there?
但是為什麼這個政治的巴比倫，這個人民的一個巴比倫都仍然在那裡呢？
So when you study Revelation,
所以當我們在那裡看這個時候，
there will be Babylon at the end time.
我們會看到在末後的時候有一個巴比倫。
So now we have one question.
我們就有一個問題。
If Babylon already went into history,
如果巴比倫已經成為歷史的話，
then how come you have the Babylon at the end time?
為什麼到末後的時候又有一個巴比倫出現呢？
Now you understand. Now you understand when our Lord said, not only fig tree will put forth its leaves.
咁我哋開始明白，點解唔單止係嗰個嘅橄欖樹要發亂
長葉 ，all other trees，
其他嘅樹都要有都要。
So it means that the all other trees also will put forth leaves。
其他嘅樹咧都喺嗰度係發亂長葉。
Some of the trees have been chopped down some time ago。
有啲樹咧係喺好久之前咧係被砍低落嚟。
Now when the all other trees also will put forth leaves.
其他的樹都在那裡發亂長葉。
Some of the trees have been chopped down some time ago.
有些樹是在很久之前被砍低
了。But now, when the nation of Israel was reborn,
當以色列是在那裡重建的時候,
then you discover this ancient nation also will be revived.
我們就看到這些古代的古國就重新的再一次建立起來。
So brothers, by revelation,
根據啟示錄,
now you know the word of our Lord was true, was accurate.
我们知道我们主的话是真实也是准确的。
So that means one day, if not only the nation, not only Babylon, the Babylonian power went to history.
所以在那里不单止这个巴比伦是成为了历史。
And also city of Babylon lying in ruin for many, many years.
而这个巴比伦的城呢 是在个废墟那里是成为了废墟很久。
If you visit Iraq 100 years ago,
如果你在100年之前去 看伊拉克这个地方。
Just like Mark Twain visit Palestine 100 years ago.Mark Twain,
當他去100年之前去參觀的時候。
So if you do that, by that time you find that actually Babylon was city of Babylon was lying in ruins.
咁我哋就會發覺咧，一百年之前呢個巴比倫城咧都係喺一個廢墟。
And then you will find name Nebuchadnezzar everywhere.
咁你會睇到咧，尼布甲尼撒呢個名咧，周圍都係。
But all in ruin。
全部好似廢墟一樣。
So brothers and sisters。
所以弟兄姊妹。
If according to history, the city of Babylon was in ruin。
所以根據歷史呢個巴比倫城係已經喺一個廢墟嘅當中。
But according to Revelation, there will be a great Babylon。
呢個咧將會有一個大巴比倫嘅大城。
There will be a financial center in the Middle East。
有一個經濟嘅中心喺中東呢個地方。
金融嘅中心。
金融嘅中心。
So all right, so if this is true, then what happened then?
如果這是真實的話，有什麼事會發生呢？
Very simple.
很簡單。
This means that somehow Babylonian power will be revived.
就是說這個巴比倫這個的力國呢，是
巴比倫的勢力要抬頭，要抬頭，
再一次抬頭。
And more than that,
是比這個更
高的。 City of Babylon should be rebuilt.
這個巴比倫城要重建。
Now in reality,
City
of Babylon already being built.
巴比倫城已經重建了。
Remember, in ancient Babylon, actually you take about
60 million bricks to build the wall.
大家, 記得,
6,000万的砖头是建这个巴比伦的城墙。 And don't forget, brothers and sisters,
不要忘记,
today, if you visit Babylon, if you visit Iraq,
如果今天我们去,
you take bus from Baghdad,
如果你在巴格达那里搭巴士,
probably around 50 minutes,
大概, 50
minutes,
50分钟,
you will reach a city called Babylon. And then you find again the city wall was made of 60 million bricks. But the difference today is this. You no more find the name Nebuchadnezzar, no. Every 6 feet, you will find the name Saddam Hussein. So we don't know where is Saddam Hussein today. But just visit Babylon. No matter what will be the future of Saddam Hussein.
无论萨达姆将来是会怎样,
but the name of Saddam Hussein is always there.
It's already there.
So that's why the city, that this city has been called the city of Nimrod in the Bible.
尼禄的城,
and now, once upon a time, it was called the city of Nebuchadnezzar.
曾经被称为,
now today, it is the city of Saddam Hussein.
现在就叫做,
so remember one thing.
大家记得一样,
according to the Bible, city of Babylon ought to be rebuilt.
圣经里面讲到, 巴比伦呢, 一定要重建,
around 1990,
大概, 1990年,
remember,
记得,
that city was rebuilt.
已经, 那一个城呢, 已经被重建,
and not only Iraqi was building, also many foreign laborers were involved.
不单止是, 伊拉克自己本土的人在那里建,
and there are many contributions from Chinese.
中国人也有, 少的,
一些贡献. So remember, that city is already there.
大家记得这个城已经在那里.
So after this war,
在这个战争之后,
now many Christians, they have a dream. Probably next year we can visit Babylon.
那么, 有些基督徒就有一个梦想, 就说, 或者你,
and not only
Babylon, 下一年就可以去,
not only Babylon, also Garden of Eden.
或者去到,
not only Garden of Eden, actually, the Nineveh.
不单止看到, 伊甸园, 还可以去到利利美,
so remember, brothers and sisters, and now we know that in that territory of Iraq today,
大家去看一看,
there are many things reminds of about events in the Bible.
在那裡呢, 提醒我們, 關乎到聖經裡面, 所發生的,
so you see that? And for example,
let us try
to do a very quick review, for example.
我們去做一個很快的複習。
Remember,
大家記得,
all the stories start from Abraham.
所有的故事呢, 都是從亞伯拉罕來開始。
Now, where was the hometown of Abraham?
亞伯拉罕的家鄉是在哪裡呢?
Ur of Chaldea.
在加勒底的吾爾。
Now, where is Ur of Chaldea?
加勒底的吾爾在哪裡呢?
Remember, during this war,
大家記不記得,
a woman soldier has been rescued. American Welfare soldier has been rescued.
有一個美國的, 女兵在那裡呢, 被拯救,
in the city called Nazaria.
在那個城呢,
not far from Nazaria, you have Ur of Chaldea.
在這個城不遠的地方呢,
so, all the story from there.
所有的故事呢,
now, the descent, now, Abraham has two sons.
亞伯拉罕, 有兩個,
两个儿子, yeah. Then he, then you have Ishmael and Isaac.
他有以撒瑪利和以撒。
Now Arab is a descendant of Ishmael.
阿拉伯人咧就系以撒玛利嘅后裔。
And Jewish people, people of Israel, they were the descendants of Isaac.
咁咧而由以色列人咧就系以撒嘅后裔。
Now if you want to know how Abraham looked like.
咁你要去睇一睇亞伯拉罕點樣樣嘅
咧 ？Just look at the Arabs。
咁你睇下亞伯拉。
If they have big nose, then Arab, then Abraham must have a big nose。
咁亞伯拉人有個大鼻，亞伯拉罕咧就有個大鼻。
But if you want to know how Sarah looked like，
咁你要睇下撒拉個樣係點樣
？Just look at any people, any Jews。
咁你睇一睇每一個。
So now you see, brothers and sisters, today the conflict between Arabs and Israelites.
咁你睇到嗰個阿拉伯人同猶太人嘅。
That's all because of Abraham. That's all because of Abraham.
原因咩都係從亞伯拉罕嗰度。
The problem is this: one day Abraham got Ishmael through Hagar.
咁原因就係有一日咧，阿伯拉罕咧從夏甲嗰度咧得到一個
答案。Now he tried to help God to fulfill God's will。
喺嗰度咧，佢想幫助神咧去完成咧神自己嘅旨意。
So now to give birth to Ishmael means that to use your flesh, carnal means to fulfill God's end。
咁喺嗰度咧得到以撒瑪利咧就係靠住人嘅肉體咧去完成咧。
Now he thought he was helping God。
佢喺嗰度咧，佢以為咧喺嗰度幫緊神。
But from that time on。
但係從嗰一個時間
開始 ，the hatred between the descendants of Ishmael and descendants of Isaac was so deep。
咁咧喺嗰個憎恨、仇恨喺以撒瑪利同以撒嘅中間咁。
Now even last until today，
深到去到而家都仍然喺嗰度。
Do you see that? So everything begin with Abraham。
大家睇到咧，所有嘅嘢咧都係從亞伯拉罕開始。
Now actually Abraham is a real troublemaker。
咁阿伯拉罕係嗰個最麻煩嗰個人。
So you see, if he did not give birth to Ishmael, then probably there's no problem。
咁咧就係如果佢唔生以撒瑪利咧，乜嘢事都冇啦。
So brothers, so that's remember, that we have to confront that。
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋真係需要去面對呢個嘅。
You know, in Chinese, there's a very famous poem called《長恨歌》。
有一個中國咧有一個嘅。
And 长恨歌 there is one phrase 此恨绵绵无尽期 You know the meaning
就是此恨绵绵无尽期
Now actually I think Abraham was the author of 长恨歌
亚伯拉罕就是这个长恨歌的作者
so even today you see the conflict in the Middle East
就到现在我们都看到在中东那个的斗争
if today's story began with the history of Abraham
现在的那个故事就是从亚伯拉罕来开始
then Abraham began his journey from Ur of Chaldea
咁咧，亞伯拉罕嗰個嘅旅程嘅開始咧，就係喺加勒底。
Now that's one of the great Babylonian cities。
咁而呢一個加勒底嘅吳爾就係喺巴比倫。
In the time of Abraham, it was just like London and Paris and New York。
喺亞伯拉罕嘅時代，呢一個嘅城市就好似倫敦或者咧紐約一樣。
The mathematics and science in the time of Abraham was so advanced。
喺當時呢個數學同埋咧科學咧係好先進嘅喺個大。
So let us remember that's how Abraham began his journey.
咁所以我哋要唔好忘记咧，亚伯拉罕点样开始佢个旅程。
And the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
咁而神嗰个嘅荣耀咧向亚伯拉罕嚟显现。
Now Abraham turned his back to the most advanced, most colorful world at that time.
咁而亚伯拉罕咧就转。將佢嘅背咧轉向咗呢個當時充滿文化。
He was the first one who crossed River Euphrates。
咁咧佢係第一個經過呢個有橫到呢個幼法拉底河。
And that's why he became the first Hebrews in the history of mankind。
所以佢就被稱為第一個希伯來人喺人類嘅。
Because he was the first one who crossed Euphrates。
因為佢係第一個橫過呢個幼法拉底河。
So from that time on, Babylon was behind him.
所以從嗰一日開始，巴比倫已經喺佢嘅背後。
In Babylon, full of idols.
係啊，巴比倫係充滿咗偶像。
But now Abraham believed there's only one God who created heaven and earth.
但係亞伯拉罕當時就相信只有一個。 真神是创造这个宇宙的神。
So because of that, then you know Abraham began a new life.
那天开始亚伯兰就开始了一个新的生命。
And then you新的生活。
新的生活。
So then you, then later you see, then later you see, then later you also see the people of Israel.
咁跟住我哋就睇到以色列人。
They live in Canaan.
佢哋住喺迦南地。
So that's the story.
这个就是那个、
Do you see that? So we know that Ur of Chaldea was the hometown of Abraham.
我们看到加勒底的吾尔就是亚伯拉罕的故乡。
It is part of Babylon.
是巴比伦的一部分。
Now today, if you divide Iraq into two parts, northern part and the southern part.
如果大家今天将伊拉克分开一两半北边和南边。
Now, northern part is Assyria in the Bible.
在圣经里面北边的是叫
亚述。So, that's biblical Assyria.
这个就是圣经里面讲到的亚述。
And southern Iraq is biblical Babylon.
而南边的伊拉克就是圣经里面的巴比伦。
So remember this. This is very important for your Bible study.
大家要记得这个，因为对我们的查经是很重要的。
So people of Israel came from that side of river.
以色列人是从河的另一边过来的。
By the grace of God, they no longer in the world of idols.
靠着神的恩典，他再不属于这个偶像那个世界。
So they came with Abraham to this side of rivers.
那他从亚伯拉罕来到河的另外一边。
So brothers and sisters, that's why they became chosen people of God.
所以为什么这一班人成为神的选民呢？
No wonder they are supposed to be the testimony for God himself.
所以为什么他们成为了神的见证？
So you see, so that's why if you study the history of Old Testament, these are most exciting part.
所以当我们去看教育的时候，这个是最令人兴奋的一部分。
Now because they are testimony,
因为他们的见证。
And because of the Bible,
因为圣经里面所
讲的。Now today we only know the true God.
我们呢就叫我们呢可以认识这个真神。
And we only worship the true God.
我们只有敬拜这位的真神。
So thank God.
我们感谢神。
You know, we become the descendants, the heavenly descendants of Abraham.
我们成为天上边那个的子孙是从亚伯拉罕过来的。
So this story starting from Babylon.
所以这个的故事的开始是从巴比伦的。
And no wonder Babylon represents this world.
所以巴比伦是代表这个地。
And after we are saved and baptized.
当我们被拯救，我们呢去受浸。
So now there is a water, now there is a water between the world and us.
那里就有水将我们呢我们和这个世界来分开。
So the world is far, far behind us.
那这个世界是离我们很远很远。
Isn't that wonderful, brothers and sisters?
是不是很奇妙呢？
So this is a wonderful picture to tell us that's how we are saved.
那这个就是一个很美丽的图画，告诉我们知道我们怎样被拯救。
But then you study the Old Testament.
但是当我们看旧约的时候。
And then you find some tragedies.Happen among the people of Israel.
但我们看到呢，一啲嘅灾害，
悲剧，
悲剧喺以色列人嘅身上。
So, brothers, what are the tragedies?
呢一啲嘅悲剧系乜嘢咧
？They belong to the Lord. They only believe there is only one God.
佢哋属于神嘅，亦都系相信只有一位神。
But secretly, they worship idols.
但系好秘密地，佢哋咧喺嗰度咧嚟敬拜偶像。
Now that's also happened to some of us.
咁咧喺我哋亦都咧喺我哋。
Now we are serving God and true and the living God.
我哋咧喺度咧服侍呢一位嘅侍奉呢位嘅。
But unconsciously,
但系有意无意中间。
Sometimes our work, our job, sometimes our study, sometimes our family can become idols.
而我们的读书，我们的工作，我们的家庭成为了我们的偶像。
What is the principle of an idol?
偶像那个原则是什么呢？
Anything or any person that take the place of God, that's idol.
任何的东西，任何的人代替了神那个位置，那个就是偶像。
So history of earthly people actually reflect history of heavenly people.
而地上面嘅人亦都咧喺嗰度咧反映到天上面嗰个人嘅情况。
Now these people are supposed to worship true God。
嗰一班嘅人应该咧系喺嗰度敬拜呢一位嘅真神，呢个真神。
Do you see that？
大家可以睇到咧。
That's what they are supposed. That's what they are. That's what they are supposed to do。
呢一个咧，佢哋应该咧系原先系应该咁样做嘅。
But unfortunately, secretly, they move their heart toward the world。
但系佢哋嘅心咧，慢慢嘅转向。
Toward the idol, toward the idol。
转向咗咧呢一个嘅偶像。
So they were not faithful to God。
但系佢喺嗰度咧，唔系专一嘅向着神。
Now God loved them so much。
但系神爱佢哋爱到一个地步。
God want to restore their situation。
神要喺嗰度咧复兴佢哋嗰个嘅情况。
Do you see that？
大家睇唔睇到咧
？Now because they secretly worship the idols。
喺嗰度佢哋秘密嘅喺嗰度拜偶像。
So how can you heal such a disease？
咁大家点样嘅可以嚟去医治呢一个咁样嘅疾病咧
？And for that reason, God has to use a practical way to deal with it。
咁咧，神喺嗰度用一个好
用非常的手段来对付，
用一个非常嘅手段去对付呢。
So for that reason，
系因为咁样。
Now you know finally， and the people of Israel were captured into Babylon。
以色列人咧就被掳到巴比伦去。
Now why Babylon？
点解要去到巴比伦
？Babylon is the land of idols。
巴比伦咧就系咧呢个充满偶像嘅地方。
Now you want to worship idol。
你要喺嗰度咧嚟敬拜偶像。
Okay, now how that disease can be cured？
咁呢一个咁样嘅病点样能够被医治
？God just let you being captured to the land of idols。
咁咧神咧就叫呢一班嘅人咧被掳到巴比伦呢个拜偶像嘅地方。
You have enough idols in that land。
喺嗰度咧满。够晒偶像俾你拜啦。
Either you are awakened or you are sleeping, all idols。
无论你瞓觉，无论你起身，你都系咧见到偶像。
Until you are sick of idols。
直至到咧，你对住呢啲嘅偶像嘅时候咧，你都觉得
Then that disease will be cured。
咁呢一个咁样嘅病咧，就能够被医好。
Let me give you one illustration。
我俾一个嘅一个例子。
When my youngest son was still young。
当我嘅仔咧仲年。
He likes ice cream. So we have many ice creams in the refrigerator. But we told him that if you want, you have to let us know. So you just open it and take it one. You cannot do that.
如果你自己走去开雪柜嚟攞咧，就唔可以嘅。
Now if you do that, we consider that a stealing。
因为如果你自己咁样攞咧，我就当你系偷嘢。
Now one day we discover he really do it by himself。
咁咧有一日我发觉佢真系自己走去攞咗雪柜。
Now we thought that that's very serious。
我觉得呢一件系一个好严重嘅。
Now we know we have to educate him. We hopefully he will never do something like that。
咁咧，所以我要去教训一下佢，希望佢咧唔好再做。
So how you are going to punish him？
咁点样嘅去教
？How you are going to deal with him？
点样去对付佢
？Of course, spanking is only one way. Spanking。
打佢咧系一个方法。
Now spanking, but spanking is not the only way, you know.
打佢咧唔系唯一嘅方法。
So now one method is this.
咁另一个方法系咩咧
？Now you like ice cream, right?
你中意食雪糕嘛
？Okay, I want to have enough of ice cream.
我要你咧食到够为止。
So not only one.
唔系净系一支。
How about second one?
第二个。
So when he finished the second, how about the third one?
食完第二个，第食第三个。
After he had six or seven, he was trembling.
食到第六、第七个咧，人都震埋。
Then from that time on, he would never dare to touch ice cream anymore.
咁咧，经过一次之后咧，点都唔敢掂雪糕。
Remember, that's exactly what happened in the history of Israel.
咁呢个就系喺以色列人嘅历史嗰度咧，就系咁样发生喺佢哋身上。
So history will bear the witness。
咁咧，呢个历史咧就一个嘅证人啦，
可以做见证，
可以做见证。
That is now it after people of Israel came back to it after people of Israel came back from Babylon。
所以当以色列人咧从巴比伦咧归回嘅时候
，and their idol worshiping disease have been cured completely。
咁而佢哋咧喺嗰度拜偶像嘅呢一个病咧，就完全嘅被医好。
That was a miracle, brothers and sisters。
啊，呢一个咧系一个嘅
So being captured to Babylon actually is the way of love。
咁咧，原来咧被掳到巴比伦咧，原来咧就系嗰个一个爱嘅。
So it was a great suffering for the people of Israel。
对以色列人嚟讲咧，呢一个咧系一个好大嘅
苦难。And they were far from their home。
系佢哋系被掳到咧，离开佢哋嘅家园咧，系好远好远嘅地方。
So my brothers and sisters。
所以弟兄姊妹
God knows how to educate his people.
所以呢神呢知道怎样去教育佢嘅人。
Now you know the story.
所以大家睇到
呢个。Now this story is this, the people of Israel were captured into Babylon.
咁所以呢一个故事就讲到咧，以色列人被掳到去巴比伦。
But this was only part of the story.
但呢个只不过咧系部分嘅故事。
If you study your history,
如果我哋去睇一个历史
，People of Israel has 10 tribes.
喺
ten tribes, 12 tribes. Sorry.
喺嗰度咧有12个支派。
And now remember.The 12 tribe belong to the northern kingdom, and 2 tribe belong to the southern kingdom.
有十个支派属于北国，而两个支派属于南国。
Now, before the 2 tribe of Israel were captured into Babylon,
当喺呢两南国嘅两个支派被掳到巴比伦之
前 100 years earlier,
一百年之前
then you discover 10 tribe, they were captured first.
咁佢哋就發覺咧，有十個支派咧係先被掳去。
They were captured to Assyria。
佢哋咧去喺嗰度咧被亞述咧掳去咗。
And then a hundred years later, then the 2 tribes were captured into Babylon。
咁而喺一百年之後咧，之後剩低嗰兩個支派咧都被掳到巴比倫。
And then after the 10 tribes were captured into Assyria, then they were lost. So that's why you have lost 10 tribes.
咁咧，而当呢十个支派被掳到亚述嘅时候咧，呢十个支派就失去咗啦，所以咧有十个支派。
Now those 2 tribes they were captured into Babylon, but 70 years later they came back。
咁而呢两个支派被掳到巴比伦，经过七十年之后咧，佢哋归回。
Because 2 tribes, one of the tribes belonged to the tribe of Judah。
咁咧，而其中嘅一个嘅支派咧就属于咧犹大。
So that's why they were called Jews。
所以點解佢哋喺嗰度咧被稱為猶太人
？Now why they were called Jews? Because they belong to these 2 tribes.
點解佢哋叫猶太人呢？因為咧佢屬於呢兩個支派。
So remember, Israelites refer to the 12 tribes.
咁咧，大家唔好忘記以色列咧係原先有12個支派。
So among Israelites, you have the Jews, which means the 2 tribes coming back from Babylon.
咁咧，而呢一個后来叫犹太人呢，就是这两个支派呢从巴比伦呢被掳翻翻去这个。
So, now, if you put these 2 events together,
如果我们将这两件事摆在一起的时候
,Now, around 722 before Christ,
722年之前
And then we know that people, 10 tribes were captured into Assyria.
咁我哋就睇到有十个支派系被掳到亚述。
Which is today's northern Iraq？
咁咧就系而家嘅伊拉克嘅北部。
Then 100 years later, the 2 tribes were captured into Babylon, which is today's southern Iraq。
咁咧而一百年之后咧，有两个支派咧就被掳到当时嘅巴比伦，就系而家嘅伊拉克嘅南部。
So now it's very clear.
No
matter northern 10 tribes or southern 2 tribes.
咁无论系北边嘅十个支派或者南边嘅两个支派。
So you find that actually historically they were all captured into Iraq today.
咁咧，佢哋都系咧被掳到咧现在嘅伊拉克嘅地区。
So that was the history. That was early history between Iraq and Israel.
咁咧，呢一个咧就系地上面嘅历史，同伊拉克同以色列嗰个嘅。
So we know that this is Babylon of history。
咁我哋知道呢一个咧就系巴比伦嘅历史。
Geographically speaking，
根据地理嚟讲
，Southern Iraq is Babylon。
南伊拉克嘅南部系巴比伦。
But politically speaking，
政治嚟讲
，Now the Babylonian Empire not only covered the Southern Iraq， also Northern Iraq。
巴比伦帝国唔单止系包括 伊拉克嘅南部，亦都包括伊拉克北部。
And also some other territories.
亦都包括其他嘅佢嘅屬土。
But anyway, original territory.
但係無論如何
，of Babylon,
嗰個嘅巴比倫
actually is the area where Abraham came from.
就係阿伯拉罕原先離開嘅地方。
So my brothers and sisters, now you know this belonged to the Babylon of history.
咁所以大家知道呢一個咧係屬於巴比倫嘅歷史。
But then when we come to the Revelations, last two chapters, the chapter 17, chapter 17 and chapter 18.
當我哋嚟到啟示錄嘅十七同埋十八節章嘅時候。
Now what do we find?And here we find the Babylon at the end times. So we are very clear. The Babylon of history and the Babylon at the end times. It's all in the Bible. And we know that in the history how people of Israel were captured into Babylon. Now the same thing will happen at the end time. After Babylon is fallen, then Jerusalem, New Jerusalem descends from heaven.
咁就係巴比倫大城傾覆嘅時候，新耶路撒冷就從天上降臨。
So now you see today the spiritual principle actually is being reflected, is being reflected in the world today.
咁所以喺呢一度我哋睇到呢個屬靈嘅情況就係俾呢個現在嘅情況咧可以反映到出嚟啦。
So now we have two ends. The one end is history, another end is the end time.
一边咧系
有两端，
喺两端，
一个是历史的一端，一个是历史的一端，一个是末日的一端。
一个系末日嘅一端。
So it's clear from the Bible。
系好喺圣经里边咧系好清楚。
For example, if you study Jeremiah，
如果你大家睇咧耶利米书
，there you have the prophecy about Babylon。
咁咧嗰度咧就讲到咧巴比伦。
How Babylon will be fallen？
讲到巴比伦咧，点样嘅喺嗰度咧嚟
？How Babylon will be destroyed？
巴比伦咧点样被毁坏
？Now that part of prophecy was fulfilled 539 years before Christ。
咁呢一个耶利米所预言嘅巴比伦嘅倾覆咧，就喺主前嘅539年咧已经应验咗。
But now, brothers。
但是现在弟兄姊妹,
when we come to Revelation,
当我们去到启示录的时候,
and we know that this prophecy is yet to be fulfilled.
这个这样的预言是未, 重要的, 是,
so, this prophecy is one of the 20 prophecies left yet to be fulfilled.
这个的预言就是我所讲到的20个预言之中的其中的一个预言要
重要。 So, now we'll ask one question.
我们现在就问一个问题。
How about today's Babylon?
咁而家呢一個巴比倫係點樣咧
？Either Babylon does not exist today。
一係咧就係呢個巴比倫咧冇唔存在。
If Babylon exists today，
如果巴比倫存在嘅話
，is no longer Babylon history。
再唔係巴比呢個歷史上面嘅巴比倫。
It definitely Babylon at the end time。
咁咧就係呢個末後嘅巴比倫。
So if Babylon already here，
如果巴比倫已經喺呢一度嘅話
，it means that we are at the end time。
咁就係話俾我哋聽，我哋已經喺呢個係末後嘅。
So brothers and sisters, since 1948,
所以弟兄姊妹，當1948年嘅時候
，You see how the victory putting forth the leaves。
我哋就睇到無花果樹點樣發亂長葉。
Around 1981。
1981年。
Now you discover another tree of Babylon also putting forth。
我哋睇到巴比伦呢个树又开始咧发现乱长叶啦。
So then what will happen today？
咁而家发生紧咩事咧
？It simply tells us we are very near to the end time。
就话俾我哋听，已经去到呢个末后日子，已经系好近好近嘅时候。
Now before we leave tonight， before we conclude the meeting tonight，
我哋喺总结今晚。
Let me just borrow a few minutes。
我借两。
Do it very quickly。
好快。
I know our time is gone.
我知道呢我已经够钟。
But with the translation, you know, we don't have that much time.
有翻译就冇咁。
So because of that, but I have to do it very quickly.
好快。
Now, if we come back to Isaiah, for example.
我哋去翻
Isaiah, 以赛亚。
以赛亚书。
Isaiah
以赛亚书第十三章。
Isaiah 13.
以赛亚书第十三章。
The oracle concerning, now verse 1, the oracle concerning Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos saw.
阿摩斯的儿子以赛亚德默示论巴比伦。
Now remember, this Babylon is not the Babylon of history.
大家不要忘记这个巴比伦不是巴比伦这个历史的巴比伦。
It's Babylon, which is very close to the end time.
就是这个巴比伦是很接近这个 末后的时
候。Now, end time is yet to come.
末后的时候。
So, something about Babylon before the Lord's return.
就是说有些事情在巴比伦会发生在主来之前。
So, somehow, this Babylon, it reminds of something happening today.
所讲到的巴比伦呢，就是提醒我们今天巴比伦发生。
Do you see that? Now, the records in chapter 13 of Isaiah is between history, Babylon of history, and Babylon at the end time.
咁咧喺以赛亚书第十三章嗰度咧，就讲到巴比伦喺巴比伦历史，但系咧亦都讲到巴比伦咧喺个末后嘅。
So, if you read this part, you will find that Babylon will play some important role.
咁所以喺当我哋读呢段嘅时候，我哋就睇到巴比伦咧喺一个占一个好重要嘅地位嘅里边。
Then you read verse 6.
我哋睇下第六节。
Well, for the day of the Lord is near.
当耶和华嘅日子近嘅临近嘅时候。
Now the day of the Lord referred to great tribulation.
这个耶和华嘅日子临近嘅时候咧，就系讲到大灾难嘅时候。
Now that day is near, it means it is yet to come.
就是临近就是还未来到
So now if Babylon already there, now this is not Babylon at the end time, that's Babylon before the end time.
这个呢不是讲到巴比伦末后的巴比伦，而是讲到巴比伦在个末后的日子之前。
Which is not a Babylon of history.
但也不是讲到巴比伦在历史的。
So now if you read from verse 1 to verse 6, verse 5, now you know this is happening before the day of the Lord. And then we say the day of the Lord is near. It's near, but it's still yet to come.
咁所以如果我哋读第一到第五节嘅时候，我哋就睇到主仲未嚟到，所以点解第六节嗰度话耶和华嘅日子临近
？So now somehow we discover some events happen in the territory of Iraq today.
所以点解
being predicted here？
我哋点解会睇到今日喺伊拉克发生嘅事喺好似？就在这里是被预言到。
And then we'll find something very interesting.
咁然后我哋就睇到一个好好奇妙。
Now you go home and read from verse 2 to verse 5.
大家翻屋企咧，由第二到第读到第五节。
Now verse 4. A sound of turmoil on the mountains, like that of many people, a sound of uproar of kingdoms of nations gathered together.
山间有多人嘅声音，好像是大国人民有许多。有许多国嘅民聚集哄嚷嘅声音。
The Lord of hosts is mustering the army for battle.
这是万军之耶和华点齐军队预备打仗。
So according to the Bible, there will be a battle in the territory of today's Iraq.
咁咧就系话到喺而家伊拉克嘅地方咧，将有一个嘅战争。
Now that battle was between Babylon and many nations.
咁咧呢一个咧就系。关乎到巴比伦咧，同好多嘅国家嚟争。
Now verse 5 is most amazing.
第五节就系特别奇妙嘅地方。
They are coming from a far country, from the farthest horizons.
他们从远方来，从天边来。
Now as far as Iraq is concerned.
对伊拉克嚟讲。
The army from United States, the army from Canada, actually these are the people coming from a far country from the farthest horizons.
美国同埋加拿大嘅军队嚟到对伊拉克嘅人嚟讲就係好似从远方来从天边来。
So what does this mean?
咁而呢一度。
This means there will be war in the territory of Iraq, which will become a global one.
咁咧就系话呢一个喺伊拉克呢一个嘅战争咧就会影响到全球啦。
Now, brothers and sisters, this definitely reminds you of first-person Gulf War.
Now, this means the first Persian Gulf War is the initial and partial fulfillment of the prophecy here.
咁呢個第一次嘅波斯灣嘅戰爭就係開始，同埋部分嘅應驗咗呢一個咁樣嘅預言。
This prophecy is not completely fulfilled。
呢一個預言咧唔係完全嘅。
How do we know？
點知道咧
？Now if you read the verse， if you read the second half of verse 5，
如果我哋讀第五節嘅一下半部
，The Lord and His instruments of indignation to destroy the whole land。
就是耶和華並他憤怒的兵器要毀滅這全地。
Now this part was not fulfilled in the first person God war.
呢一部分喺第一次嘅波斯灣戰爭冇。
So what does that mean? That's what does that mean?
呢個咩意思
？Means the battle in that land, in that part of the world.
就係話呢個喺嗰一個世界嘅部分嘅。
Will continue to the very end of the days.
要咧喺繼續嘅直至到咧
So what does that mean? It means if Gulf War 1, you also will have Gulf War 2.
就是說呢波斯灣戰爭1和2。
Now today we have Gulf War 2.
我們有波斯灣戰爭2了。
But again, the end day hasn't come yet.
而這個最後的末
You must have a Gulf War 3 or 4.
還會有3、4的。
Now we don't know which one.
我們不知道還
有什麼。Now finally,
到最後
Fallen is Babylon the Great.
巴比倫大城就要傾覆。
So brothers and sisters, do you see that?
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇到。
This is the initial and partial fulfillment of the prophecy.
呢一個係開始，亦都係一部分嘅應驗，係呢一個。
Now let me give you another portion. Okay.
我俾大家。
Let's go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
去耶利米書。
Jeremiah.
耶利米書。
Chapter 50.
第五十章。
Verse 21.
第二十一節。
Now again, another battle in the territory of today's Iraq is predicted.
亦都係講預言到有一個戰爭喺伊拉克呢一帶嘅地方。
But remember, again, this prophecy was not fulfilled in history. No, for sure.
但是呢大家要知道这个呢是在历史上面是没有应过的。
So let us read verse 21.
我们看看21.
Again, the land of Merisim go up against it.
耶和华说上去攻击米拉大翁之地。
And against the inhabitants of Pekot.
又攻击比国的居民。
And then verse 22.
22节。
The noise of battle is in the land and great destruction.
境外有打仗和大毀滅的響聲。
Verse 23.
23節。
How the hammer of the whole earth has been cut off and broken. How Babylon has become an object of horror among the nations.
大地的大錘何竟斬斷破壞巴比倫在列國中何竟荒涼。
Now something very interesting here.
在這裡有一個很奇怪的地方。
If you study Bible,
如果我們去查經的話，
Babylon always called the land of China, or Shina.
咁巴比伦经常就会被叫做
士拿之
地。Now
that's where Abraham came from.
咁呢个咧就系亚伯拉罕嚟到嘅地方。
And you know the only city which can represent Babylon is Babylon.
咁只有一个城就系代表呢个巴比伦嘅就系巴比伦城。
Now here we find a new city called Pekot.
咁喺呢一度咧，我哋睇到有另外一個城叫比國。
Do you see that?
大家睇唔到
咧。No longer the land of Shinar, but the land of Merisim go up against it.
咁咧就唔系叫。叫米拉大翁之地。
So now it's very interesting. Somehow that means this Babylon belonged to different area, different period.
咁咧喺呢一度咧就俾我哋睇到咧系呢个巴比伦咧系属于唔同嘅。
And then again you have a battle here because you go up and against it. That again you have a battle here.
咁咧你要起嚟去攻击佢，咁咧呢度又有一个特嘅战争啦。
Now what is the land of Merisim?
咁咧喺嗰度乜嘢叫米拉大翁之地？
米拉大翁之地。Now what is this place？
呢一笪地方喺邊度咧
？According to Bible scholar，
根據讀經嘅人嚟講
，that especially refer to the area of Persian Gulf。
咁咧就係講到咧波斯灣嗰個地方。
So this war actually is Persian Gulf war in the Bible。
咁呢一度呢就係講到波斯灣嘅戰爭喺聖經裏面所講。
Now, remember, this Merisim actually referred to a bitter river near Persian Gulf.
咁咧喺米拉大翁之地就係講到一個叫一條河。
Now collision forces this time definitely go through it。嗱，即係聯軍就
聯軍就喺跟住呢條河咧，就係進到進攻去啦。
And so, brothers and sisters, something very interesting。
所以弟兄姊妹好奇妙。
So the land of Marathon it refers to southern Babylon。
咁咧，米拉大翁之地就係講到咧巴比倫嘅南邊。
Now, whole southern Iraq called Babylon, called the land of Shinar。
是拿之地咧，就係講係巴比倫嘅南邊。
But the land of Marathon only limits to the southern part of Babylon。
咁而米拉大翁之地咧，就係局限於喺巴比倫嘅南邊。
And refer to Persian Gulf area。
咁咧就係講到波斯灣嘅嗰一格。
So that's something very interesting。
咁咧就係好奇妙，好奇妙。
And what is Pequot？
咁咧比國喺邊度咧
？Now Pequot referred to the area east of Tigris River。
比國就係
底格里斯河的東邊，
拉斯河嘅
東邊。Now remember, now that the so okay, the history of Babylon always along the river of Euphrates。
咁咧，通常巴比倫嘅歷史咧，都係跟住幼法拉底河嘅。
So now you know that their center is all like for example Babylon is now that the river of Euphrates really flow through the city。
咁咧，所以我哋睇到咧，幼法拉底河咧係經通過呢個嘅城市嘅。
So in the for the history for the Babylon of history, you know that the only city is Babylon, not Pequot at all。
咁咧，所以我哋知道巴比倫呢個歷史裏邊嘅巴比倫咧，就唔係比國。
Now here we discover somehow, now city of Babylon has vanished in certain, it has vanished in some sense。
咁咧，我哋發覺咧，巴比倫嘅呢個就消失咗啦。
So now you see the center, political center shift from Euphrates to where? To Tigris。
咁咧，由幼法拉底河咧就呢個嘅政治嘅中心咧就轉移到咧呢個巴比。
No,
转到
底格拉斯河。And then you find a city, because you hear you talk of Pequot. Pequot can be applied to a city, also applied to a region, to an area.
比國這個呢可以講到一個城市，也都可以講到一個地區。
But anyway, this is something to do with the Tigris River.
咁呢但係無論如何都係講到呢個底格拉斯河。
Now we know that today's Baghdad actually on Tigris.
咁咧，原來巴格達咧就喺呢個底格拉斯河嗰度。
Now this city was built 1,300 years ago。
呢一個嘅城市喺1,300 years之前咧係建造。
And Babylon was famous square city。
咁咧，而巴比倫咧係出名嘅就係佢四方形嘅一個城。
And then we know that Baghdad was a round city。
巴格達咧一個圓形嘅城。
So brothers and sisters, somehow this is the initial for this part is being initially in partial fulfilled today。
咁所以呢一度所講嘅咧，已經某部分咧已經被應驗。
Because we know Persian Gulf, we know now either the Persian Gulf one or Persian Gulf two, these all happen in that area。
無論是波斯灣戰爭的一二都是在那一帶地區發生的。
First Gulf War you have Kuwait, problem of Kuwait.
第一個就是科威特。
But now this time we have the present war we have.
現在的戰爭。
But now important thing is this.
重要的地方是
這個。What God says?
神怎麼說
呢? You go up against it.
你要上去攻擊佢。
So if you go up against it,
你要上去攻擊佢。
That means this attack is from the south.
所以咧喺呢一度咧，嗰個嘅攻擊咧係從南邊。
But if you know history very well,
如果大家知道歷史好清楚嘅話
，The Babylonian Empire was destroyed by the enemy from the north.
咁咧巴比倫呢個嘅國。是從北邊被毀滅的。
Isn't that wonderful, brothers and sisters?
是不是很奇妙?
Now, the present war, we do know that all the army, all the airplane, all come from the south.
咁呢所有嘅軍隊所有嘅飛機戰都係呢從南邊去嘅。
And the United States tried to borrow the way from Turkey was not successful.
咁呢美國呢想喺土耳其呢去進攻但係呢唔成功。
Finally, even he wanted the 4th Infantry originally want to take the route to rebuild Iraq. So remember, that's why they even bombed some buildings.
building in the surgical way.
咁咧，所以咧，佢哋要重建呢个伊拉克，所以咧，佢哋要炸嗰啲地方咧，系好似做手术咁。
So the idea is to change the regime, never change the country.
咁咧，所以喺嗰度咧，喺嗰度咧就系改变嗰个嘅统治层，而唔系咧改变嗰个国家。
So you see, they don't aim at the territory, they don't aim at oil.
他们也不是在那里要得到电那些油也不是要得到地图
So they want that one day Iraq will become very prosperous
所以在那里他想伊拉克成为一个很富有的国家
Think about it with the superpower today
今天的超级强国
If you try to occupy Iraq or to annihilate Iraq it's very simple
如果要统治伊拉克要佔有它是很容易的
Now if that happened
如果是这样发生的话
Then of course then you see we are in trouble
我们呢就会有问题
But very interesting
但是很奇妙
You discover this war only changed the regime that's all
咁呢我哋睇到呢个嘅战争呢只係改变咗个统治嘅
Everything else will be untouched
其他所有嘅嘢呢都係冇掂到
What does that mean?
咩意思
Means Iraq is going to continue
伊拉克要继续
Now remember
大家记得
After Japan and Germany were defeated
当日本同埋德国被战败嘅
They no longer spend their money with the military
佢哋再唔可以用佢哋嘅钱呢喺军事军备上
So they concentrate their effort with their economy
佢哋用所有佢哋所有嘅钱呢喺经济上面
Now we know that both Japan and Germany become economic power in the world
咁而日本同埋德国就成为世界上面嘅经济强国
But don't forget They don't have the condition of Iraq.
但係佢哋冇伊拉克嗰個咁樣嘅優良優勢。
The reserve of oil of Iraq is well known.
伊拉克所擁有嘅石油隱藏係大家都知道。
So with that condition,
喺嗰個情況底下
，Now you can imagine.
你可以想象一下。
Now suppose they concentrate in developing their economy.
如果他们专注在发展他们的经济的时候
No more money with mass weapons of mass destruction
他们的钱再不用在军事上
No more money with war
再不用在他们的钱在打仗的上
Now brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
You can see just give Iraq 10 years
给伊拉克10年
From your common sense
用我们最英国的常理去想
With the condition Iraq has which Japan and Germany did not have
咁就係根據日本同埋德國所冇嘅，而伊拉克有嘅。
And then you will find that most likely Iraq will become very important economic power in Middle East。
咁伊拉克就好快就成為喺中東嘅一個經濟嘅強國。
And then who knows? One day, according to the Bible, then the city of Babylon will become very important economic city.
咁有一日，呢一個巴比倫城就成為一個非常重要嘅一個經濟嘅地方。
So then you have fallen is Babylon the Great。
咁咧跟住巴比倫大城就要。
So brothers and sisters, and then you find the prophecy of Revelation will be wonderfully fulfilled。
咁我哋就睇到啟示錄嘅預言就要好奇妙嘅應。
Okay, I'm going to conclude here。
我要做一個總結。
But lastly, I just give you one important note。
我最後俾大家一個
If you study God Isaiah chapter 13
如果我哋睇以賽亞書第十三章
，And God will use the means finally destroy Babylon。
神最後就係用佢
馬代人，
馬代人嚟
來毀滅
呢個巴比倫。
So when you discover Babylon is fallen, who was doing it?
巴比倫嗰個傾倒邊個嚟做咧
？Now we know that according to Isaiah 13, the Medes will do it.
咁咧就係以賽亞書嘅第十三章就係馬代人咧係。
Now who are the Medes?
馬代人係乜嘢
？They are the curse today.So now you know those Kurds they live northern Iraq.
他们在伊拉克的北边那里居住。
Now these are the people who are still homeless today.
他们呢是一班仍然无家可归的一班人。
According to the Bible,
但是根据圣经所
说, when other trees will put forth the leaf,
其他的树都在那里生
not only Babylon,
不单止是 Babylon,
also the tree of Meath will be restored.
马代这棵树也都要在那里被,
so for that reason, we have to walk very, we have to watch very carefully.
所以因为这样的原因,
so now you have to pay attention to the, his, to the development of the courage.
所以我们要很小心地去看这些富裕德族人他们的那个,
because sooner or later, they will have their own nation.
因为迟早他们都有他们自己的国家.
There will be the rebirth of the power of the Medes.
就是这个马代人的重生.
And finally, they will become the vessel.
接着他就会成为了一个工具.
And then you will find, then God will use, and then you will find, then you will find that Babylon is fallen, Babylon is fallen.
接着我们就会看到巴比伦大城的倾倒.
So brothers and sisters, I think our time is gone.
我们的时间已经没了.
But no matter what, now you should have a very important picture, very clear picture here.
无论怎样都好, 我们现在呢, 渐渐有一个较为清楚的图画.
Our Lord said, when the fig tree and all the other trees,
主说, 无花果树和其他的树,
putting forth the leaves,
发乱长叶的时候,
and then you know that the summer is very near. Not only fig tree, and also Babylonian power, also the Medes, also Roman Empire, also Ottoman Empire. Now, brothers and sisters, if you study the Bible carefully, before the Lord's return, they will all rise up. And and confront with Israel. So this is a biblical prophecy. And this is the prophetic word of Christ. Behold, I have told you in advance.
看啊，我已经事先告诉你们了。看啊，我已经事先告诉你。
Now, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
and John, remember that word.
约翰他记得这个,
behold, I have told you in advance. And then, when John saw that how the city of Jerusalem was besieged by Roman soldiers,
当约翰他看见这个耶路撒冷怎样被罗马的兵围困的时候,
then he obeyed the word of Christ.
他就听, 主所说的话,
he ran for his life.
他逃命,
he escaped the tribulation at that time.
他逃走在当时的,
the same thing with you and us today.
同样在你和我,
now, brothers and sisters, we know that great tribulation is approaching. We are almost at the end time. We have witnessed two Gulf Wars. We don't know when will be the third. We are witnessing the storm of SARS.
我们看到这个沙漠风暴.
And now this is a brand new virus.
这个是新的一个病毒.
We don't know what happened two years or 3 years or 10 years.
我们不知道, 两年, 三年, 或者十年之后.
Now, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
remember that this world will soon will pass away.
我们这个世代都要过去.
Now, if you know that a bank is going to bankrupt,
如果你知道一个银行要在那里破产的话,
do you still put your money in that bank?
你还会不会把你的钱放在这个银行?
If you know that this world will finish very soon,
如果你知道这个世界会, 很快脆弱的话,
do you still invest your whole life upon this world?
你还会不会把你的生命投资在这个世界?
If our Lord is really coming back soon,
如果主, 很快脆来到的话,
remember,
我记得,
what our Lord said, behold, I have told you in advance. So, brothers and sisters, when we see all these things happen, let us escape. What does that mean?
什么意思呢?
We are waiting for the time of rapture.
我们要, 等候,
When we are raptured, when the saints are raptured before tribulation.
当圣徒被接上升嘅时候，
what does that mean? What does that mean? Means we have escaped. That means we are going to escape the tribulation.
我哋就要脱离呢个嘅灾难。
So my brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
we are not waiting for death.
我哋唔喺度等死。
We are waiting to be raptured.
我们要在这里等候被接上升。
And there is a sticker behind a car.
一架车后面有一个的。
In case of rapture, this car will be unmanned.
咁呢如果我被提的时候呢这架车呢就会成为无人驾驶。
So don't get too close, don't hit me.
不要揸得太近。
So brother and sister, are you ready?
所以弟兄姊妹
When you drive a car, are you ready? When you still involve your business, are you ready? When you are a housewife, are you ready? Now, this problem is no longer an academic problem. Now, this is very practical. Now, remember, this is something to do with our generation and the generation of our children.
这个是关乎到我们这个的世代和这一代和下一代我们的
世代。So, brothers and sisters, that day is very, very near.
所以弟兄姊妹那一天是很近很近。
So, now you see many of the prophecies being fulfilled in front of eyes.
我们看到这些这样的预言已经渐渐地在我们眼前。
So, may the Lord really speak to our hearts.
愿意主在我们心里面来说话。
We pray that today's message really carries some weight in our life.
愿意今日所讲嘅信息，真系喺我哋生命嘅
里面。Let us rise up and follow.
系有嗰个嘅份量，叫我哋能够起嚟嚟跟随佢。
Let's pray.
我哋低头祈祷。
Dear Lord, we commit this word into your hands.
愿我哋将呢话都摆喺你嘅手里。
Make it clear to every one of us.
愿我哋每一个人都能够睇清楚。
You translate all this word into the level that each one of us can understand.
主啊，求你真系将呢啲话都翻译到每一个人，叫每一个嘅人都能够明白。
Make us ready, Lord.
叫我哋能够准备好。
We are ready for your return.
叫我哋能够准备主你再来。
We are ready to be raptured by you.
叫我们能够准备主你将我们
be taken away by yourself.
被主你将我们
we are not waiting for death.
我们不是在等死。
We are waiting for your coming back.
我们是等主你再来到这个地方。
Dear Lord,
主啊,
we pray that. May your church ready.
主啊, 求你真的叫教会是预备好。
Make your bride ready.
叫你的辛苦是预备好
that we may be mature enough
叫我们能够长成
to meet our heavenly bridegroom
我们可以来见这个新郎
speak to our hearts Lord
主啊愿你在我们心里面来说话
in the name of our Lord Jesus we pray
我们祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen
I'm very sorry for the saint from East London I borrow half an hour I shouldn't do that So if you are too late home, that's my fault.